मीरा गुरुमूर्ति, ई पोस्टर नंबर EP02-11121, डॉक्यूमेंटिंग चैलेंजेस फेस्ड एंड लेसन्स लर्न्ड फ्रॉम इम्प्लीमेंटेशन ऑफ स्ट्रीम, द वर्ल्ड्स लार्जेस्ट रिक्रूटेड MDR-TB क्लिनिकल ट्रायल. द डिजाइन एंड इम्प्लीमेंटेशन ऑफ क्लिनिकल ट्रायल्स फॉर मल्टी ड्रग रेसिस्टेंट ट्यूबरकुलोसिस आर कॉम्प्लेक्स, डॉक्यूमेंटिंग चैलेंजेस एंड लेसन्स लर्न्ड फ्रॉम द पर्सपेक्टिव ऑफ ट्रायल साइट्स, एस्पेशली फ्रॉम अ मल्टी कंट्री ट्रायल सच एज स्ट्रीम, is a useful exercise to ensure best practices are disseminated and implemented in future trials. In the STREAM clinical trial, over 1,000 participants with MDR-TB were enrolled from 15 sites in the following 8 countries: South Africa, Ethiopia, Uganda, Georgia, Moldova, Mongolia, India, and Vietnam. In order to understand the challenges encountered and lessons learned from trial implementation, we conducted a voluntary survey of trial staff at all sites. Summary statistics were generated for quantitative data, and thematic analyses were done by 2 coders for qualitative data. 13 of the 15 sites from all 8 participating countries responded. Limitations in infrastructure such as the use of shared facilities, inadequate storage, and lack of electronic systems were reported as a challenge across key areas of trial implementation, including laboratory, pharmacy, and trial administration. Human resources related challenges, including a lack of prior experience and inadequate training, were also reported, especially around handling complex regulatory matters such as import and export of medicines and samples, and coordinating with ethics and regulatory bodies on multiple protocol amendments and safety reporting. Respondents also thought that the clarity around roles and responsibilities were not sufficient and contributed to poor communication and coordination, both between members of the trial team and between the trial team and external stakeholders. As demonstrated in the table, the lessons learned closely mirrored themes observed under challenges. The need for investment in infrastructure and capacity building were reported as useful lessons learned, along with ongoing monitoring and robust oversight of processes by many respondents. Further, improved coordination within and between teams, and upfront engagement of stakeholders such as the NTP, regulatory authorities, and key community partners were all thought to be critical lessons learned. In conclusion, the survey responses and their subsequent qualitative analyses show that existing frameworks for clinical trial implementation need to be reconceived. Sponsors should increase upfront investments in the cross-cutting thematic areas of infrastructure, human resources, and stakeholder engagement. Further, they should work with sites to improve systems and processes, and most importantly, take into account the local context of the countries for successful implementation of trials. Thank you.